All right, so tonight's class is called Kirtanam. Since you guys are into Kirtan, there is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Prahlad responded to his father. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam Iti Pungsarpita Vishnau Bhaktischen Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavatyadha Tanmanye Datam Uttamam. When Prahlad's... What was the question that Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad on two occasions? Who knows the answer? Yes, what was the best thing you have learned in school? Very good.
Where is my bell? Very good. It's here somewhere. Chant Japa.
Very good, Govind. So, on one of the occasions, Prahlad chanted that verse after enumerating the nine processes. Prahlad said, this is the topmost education. In his opinion, Prahlad said, the topmost education is these nine items of pure devotional service. And who knows, because you've heard me say a billion times, out of the nine, how many are most essential? The first two. What are the first two? Sanskrit? Shravanam Kirtanam. Everyone say? Very good. Hearing and chanting. So when Prabhupada translates and gives the purport to that verse, it is the longest purport in the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. Several pages. Because Prabhupada breaks down each of the nine items and gives a detailed purport. Tonight, Kirtanam. Are you ready to listen? All right. You have to hear with rapt attention. The hearing of the holy name has been described. Now, let us try to understand the chanting of the holy name, which is the second item in the consecutive order. It is recommended that such chanting be performed loudly. So, this answers a question sometimes I get. People ask me, Prabhu, can I chant within my mind? And I always say, well, the idea is chanting should be done loudly. And Prabhupada explains, japa, it should be loud enough that you can hear, and if somebody comes by, they should also be able to hear you say the syllables, ha, re, krish, na, ra, ma. Yes. Not this. As he uses the word loudly. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni says that without shame, he began traveling all over the world, chanting the holy name of the Lord. That section Prabhupada's referring to is in the first canto. When Vyasadev is visited by Narada, his guru, and Vyasadev asks Narada, please find out the root cause of my dissatisfaction. And in the course of answering that, another question was asked by Vyasadev, how did Narada become self-realized? So Narada tells that story. And in the course of instructing Vyasadev, he quoted that verse that He's always traveled all over the world, non-envious, and all he does is chant the glories of the Lord. And you know, you've heard from me, Narada Muni is my idol. Forget American Idol. Narada Muni is my idol. All right, let's continue. Without shame, he began traveling all over the world, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, if you know this verse, chant with me. Trinad api sunichena, taror api sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sada hari. So, the first line, trinad api sunichena, what does that mean? It has two different ways. What's the first line? What does that mean? You guys don't know after all these years? These two I can excuse. They haven't been with me since birth. You don't know the first meat line of... No, that's second. Yes. Yes, lower than the straw in the street is one explanation, or lower than a blade of grass. And you've heard me say a billion times, I give a sports analogy explaining that. What's the sports analogy I use? Do you guys ever listen? So go ahead. I give a sports analogy. Exactly. Exactly. I always give the analogy. It's Super Bowl Sunday. It's time for the kickoff. And you're right there where the ball is being kicked off. And you're lower than that grass. Exactly. Or now they're having the soccer match, right? Last two countries, Italy and Spain. So that soccer field, they're running all over. I have to think myself lower than that grass. Okay, the second line, Madhav. Toror api sahishnuna. More tolerant than a tree. Govind, what does a tree tolerate? Govind, wind, good. Fire? Yeah, okay. That's right, because they're having forest fires in Colorado. How about what's happening all day today? Hot sun, right? And what happens in, in Toronto in the winter? Yeah, very cold. Now, when I came here, I told you I needed some lemon water. Why did I need lemon water? Yeah, I'm thirsty. But when a tree needs water, can it talk? It has to tolerate. Can't ask anybody for water. Now, what does the tree give away in charity? Shade? Oxygen? Well, that's shade. Fruit? What else? Lumber? Leaves? And if it's a kind of tree, you... Fruit. Right. Very good. So, if I come and take things from you, or if you go to the store and start taking things, you're expected to pay, are you not? So everybody takes the tree, the leaves, the fruits. Does the tree ever charge you? It just tolerates. This example that I've just given is how Lord Chaitanya explains tolerance of the tree. He gives that example. That even people come and carve their initials. Or you said lumber, they cut it down. How would you like it if I cut you down with a buzzsaw? Yes. The tree never protests. So the tree is the epitome of tolerance. Okay, the next two words go together. They're opposites. Amanina manadena. Stige. And what's the opposite? Yes. For yourself, I don't need any respect. But you, I will tell you, oh, you are very nice. I will try to find at least one good quality in everybody I see. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. What does that mean? Kirtaniya Sada. What is the word Sada? You should know. You don't know what the word Sada is? Anybody? This is the word Sada. Always. Kirtaniya. Hari. Thank you. We got it. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Everybody chant japa. Why is this thing acting up? This is the first time this thing has acted up. All right. Would you go away? I can't stand that thing. Great. I got to fix this. Everybody. Stupid computer. Keep going. What did Krishna just teach me? Tolerance. The computer is acting up. And Krishna said, oh, you want to talk about tolerance, Nirantara? You think you're a big, big man? Let's see how tolerant you are. All right. A devotee can very peacefully chant the holy name of the Lord by behaving more humbly than the... being tolerant like a... offering respects to... without expecting honor from anyone else. Such qualifications make it easier to chant the holy name of the Lord. And that's why I've preached so many times in lectures that if you're having trouble with the chanting, this is your checklist. Am I feeling lower than a blade of grass? Am I being more tolerant? Am I expecting people to praise me and honor me and take care of me and worship me? Am I giving respects? It's a 4-point checklist. If you can't check off one of those four or all four, now you know why you're finding it hard to chant. That's why. It's a checklist. The process of transcendental chanting can be easily performed by anyone, even if one is physically unfit, classified lower than others, devoid of material qualifications, or not at all elevated in terms of pious activities. The chanting of the holy name is beneficial. An aristocratic birth, an advanced education, beautiful bodily features, wealth, and similar results of pious activities are all unnecessary for advancement in spiritual life. For one can easily, very easily advance simply by chanting the holy name. So, these are the results of pious activities. You get birth in an aristocratic family. Like you could say, although I can't stand the guy, Romney took birth in an aristocratic family. Okay? Advanced education. Obama went to Harvard. Okay? Beautiful bodily features. Brad Pitt. Okay? Wealth. You've got Buffett. You've got, who's the guy for Microsoft? Bill Gates. They've got wealth. So these are reason why these people have gotten these incredible material situations is somehow or other in previous lives they have done pious activities. But Prabhupada's point here is these are unnecessary for advancement in spiritual life. Even if you don't have any of these, if you're not born in an aristocratic family, that's okay. You don't have advanced education, it's okay. If you don't have beautiful bodily features, it's okay. If you don't have any wealth, it's okay. You don't need these to do what you like to do. What's that? Kirtan. One can very easily advance simply by chanting the holy name. Everybody chant. I love this music. It makes me very calm. It fits nice, right? It's not too loud, is it? Good. It is understood from authoritative source of Vedic literatures that especially in this age, what's this age? Kali Yuga. People are generally short-living, extremely bad in their habits, and inclined to accept methods of devotional service that are not bona fide. You know what the word bona fide means? It's a Latin word, means in good faith. But it's the context is bona fide means that you are approved. For instance, you can't practice medicine unless you are bona fide. You can't drive a car unless you have a bona fide license. So bona fide means valid, authorized, okie dokie. All right. Moreover, they are always disturbed by material conditions and they are mostly unfortunate. There, Prabhupada is quoting a verse that appears in the first chapter of Bhagavatam, the symptoms of the people in the age of Kali. Under the circumstances, the performance of other processes, such as yajna, what does yajna mean? Sacrifice, dana, charity, tapa, austerity, and kriya. Kriya means pious work, good work, kriya. Sacrifices, charity, and so on are not at all possible. Therefore, it is recommended. Everybody, Haryanama, Haryanama, Haryanamaiva Kivalam, Kalau, Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatir Anyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy. So would you say that's a synonym for the age of Kali? Yes. Kali means the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. Just like these two things were in the news this week in terms of what the Supreme Court dealt with and what the House of Representatives dealt with. Quarrel and hypocrisy. It goes on every day in the United States, Washington, D.C. The only means of deliverance is chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Chant Japa. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one advances perfectly in spiritual life. This is the best process for success in life. In other ages, the chanting of the holy name is equally powerful. But especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is most powerful. Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sanga parang vrajet. That's a quote by Shukadeva Goswami towards the end of Bhagavatam. When Shukadeva Goswami is finishing up his instructions to Parikshit, that's one of the last things he says. So let's digest it. Kirtanad, kirtan. Eva, what is the word Eva? Ooh, Mukund. Right on. Krishnasya. Of Krishna. So it's certainly kirtanad krishnasya, the kirtan of Krishna, not the kirtan of anybody else. Right? Not LeBron Kirtan or anybody else's Kobe Kirtan. Krishna Kirtan, Mukta Sangha. Mukta. What's your name? What does Mukunda mean? So Mukta Sangha means you get liberation. Parang Vrajet, you go to the spiritual world. So simply, certainly, by the kirtan of Krishna, you get liberated from the material world and you go, what's that word I like to use? Back home. What do I always say? What do I always hammer about that? Back home. Thank you very much. Even though there are some people in our Namahat group who disagree with me. But I'm not going to get into it. But Prabhupada says, back home, back to Godhead. Okay. Simply by chanting the holy name of who? One is liberated and returns home back to Godhead. Therefore, even if one is able to perform other processes of devotional service, one must adopt the chanting of the holy name as the principal method of advancing in spiritual life. Must. I once gave a lecture in Vancouver, and one of my godbrothers objected. In the Bhagavatam class, I said, we are not the International Society for Bhagavad Gita. We are, what's the name of our movement? The Hare Krishna movement. I'm sorry, we're not the Bhagavad Gita movement. Otherwise, it would be different. The Back to Godhead magazine, right under the title, what does it say? Magazine of the Hare, not Bhagavad Gita movement. Sorry, don't shoot me. That's what Prabhupada wrote. Here he's saying the same thing. Chanting is must be adopted. Must. Okay? As the principle. It's not that we don't read Bhagavad Gita. I read Bhagavad Gita every day. I'm not putting Bhagavad Gita down. I'm not blaspheming Bhagavad Gita. Ooh, Narantara, he's blaspheming Bhagavad Gita. No, I'm not. The fact of the matter is, our movement is the Hare Krishna movement. Yes, we read Bhagavad Gita, but the principal method is Hare Krishna, come on. See, with you guys, I can preach heavy that I can't preach otherwise. Thank you. Do you like my preaching? You like when I get heavy? All right, let's get heavy. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayair Yajantihi Sumedasa. Prabhupada just made a point that it's the principal means. So, this is not Prabhupada's opinion. Now he gives you the quote. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayair Yajantihi Sumedasa. That line is from the Bhagavatam, which, and that verse where that line comes from is the verse that predicts who the Yuga avatar is in the age of Kali. Who is it? The Yuga avatar. You go to his temple, and it's not Tukaram. Lord Chaitanya! Well, he might have, you know. And besides, Tukaram was a contemporary of, not that Tukaram Das, the original Tukaram was a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya. And he learned kirtan and followed in Lord Chaitanya's style of kirtan. So, that verse predicts who the Yuga avatar is in the age of Kali. So this line, Yajnai Sankirtana Prayair. Prayair means chiefly. So yajna, the sacrifice, chiefly of Sankirtan. That's why Prabhupada says one must adopt the chanting as the principal method. Why? Because the Shastras say, chiefly by Sankirtan, yajanti, you worship the Lord in the age of Kali. Yes, we do deity, like, I could also say, we're not the International Society for Deity Worship. We do deity worship, but deity worship is not the principal method for advancing. Oh, Narantara, he's blaspheming the gods. He is blaspheming deity worship. No, I'm not. We do deity worship, but it's not the principal method. The principal method is, yes, Sankirtan or Kirtan. We do. And what's the proof? I will tell you. In 1975, Prabhupada opened the Krishna Balaram temple where? Vrindavan. And Prabhupada writes about this. And so, because it was in Vrindavan and because most of Prabhupada's disciples were Malecha Yavana Westerners, white elephants, right? The people of Vrindavan might not have accepted the temple, so Prabhupada had all these local Brahmins and Smartas do all this deity installation. But Prabhupada said, for me, as long as we did kirtan, the deity installation was perfect. But not to create any waves, not to cause any problems with the local Vrindavan pundits and everybody, bureaucracy. Prabhupada said, yes, you can all come and do your, you know, all your different things. But Prabhupada said, as far as I was concerned, the kirtan was sufficient. Because Prabhupada knows this verse. You worship the Lord by sankirtan, chiefly. Then the last word, sumedasaha. Who will pick up this sankirtan as the chief method? What kind of person? Sumedasa. You know what that word means? I've preached this a billion times. What does sumedasa mean? I don't expect you to because you're new. You guys should know. What does sumedasa mean? Interest? No. What kind of person? Any ideas? Okay. The word su usually means what? When the prefix su is added to a word, it makes the word what? Makes the word more. So medasa. Medha. Do you know what the word medha means? You guys are Indian. I know more than you. Medasa means brains. Yeah. Someone with big brain will chiefly do sankirtan. In the Bhagavad Gita, a Krishna uses a different word. Alpa medasa. Alpa. Alpa. It's just the opposite. If you don't have a big brain, what do you got? Pea brain. Size of a pea. Prabhupada, you know how he would say it? Brain filled with cow dung. That's alpa medasa. Do you know how that word is used in Bhagavad Gita? Worshippers of demigods are alpa medasa. Less intelligent. Don't blame me. That comes from Krishna, not me. Don't shoot the messenger. But sumedasa means genius. So, are you guys doing sankirtan? Then you are sumedasa, according to Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't get puffed up. That's why Prabhupada says, those who are very sharp in their intelligence should adopt this process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Chant the holy names. Are you enjoying it? You having fun? I hope you learned something. One should not, however, manufacture different types of chanting. One should adhere seriously to the chanting of the holy name as recommended in the scriptures. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. While chanting the holy name of the Lord, one should be careful to avoid how many offenses? From Sanat Kumar, it is understood that even if a person is a severe offender in many ways, he or she is freed from offensive life if one takes shelter of the Lord's holy name. Indeed, even if a human being is no better than a two-legged animal, he or she will be liberated if one takes shelter of the holy name of the Lord. One should therefore be very careful not to commit offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord's holy name. The offenses are described as follows. What's the first one? Blaspheme a devotee. What are you doing? No cheating. I want to see what you know. Yes. One of the offenses is to cheat during Namahat. That's the 11th offense. To blaspheme a devotee, especially what kind of devotee? A devotee engaged in broadcasting the glories of the holy name. Number two, to consider the name of Lord Shiva or any other demigod to be equally as powerful as the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor is anyone superior to him. I always use a Sanskrit word for that phrase. No one is equal to, no one is superior. It starts with the letter A. I've said this one a billion times. Close. Asamarva. You've heard that. Asamarva. Adhoksaja means that God is beyond the range of the senses. So you were getting a foul tip. But the word is again, what's the word? Asamarva. Say it. That means no one is equal to or greater than Krishna. Number three, to disobey the instructions of the spiritual master. Four, to blaspheme the Vedic literatures and literatures compiled in pursuance of the Vedic literatures. Number five, to comment that the glories of the holy name of the Lord are exaggerated. Number six, to interpret the holy name in a deviant way. Number seven, to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. So what are the four major sins, the big ones? Intoxication, meat eating, gambling, illicit sex. Very good. These are the four pillars of sinful life. Number eight, don't fuss. To compare chanting of the holy name to pious activities. Why? What's that? It's beyond it. What else? Another way of saying it, that's good. Yes, pious activities are totally materialistic. What's chanting? Spiritual or transcendental, or if you want to get smart, anti-material or supra-material, beyond material. Okay. Number nine, to instruct the glories of the holy name to a person who has no understanding of the chanting of the holy name. Now, should I say that again, or did you catch it the first time? What's number nine? Now, you will get this, because I get it all the time. Prabhu, why you are going out in the street with your drums and kartals and chanting? Very good. But what's the distinction? Yes. Okay. You're missing an aspect. The thing said to instruct the glories. doesn't mean they shouldn't hear the holy name. We're talking about the complaint was, why are we going out in the street? The answer is, there's no offense if people hear it, but we're not going to go up to anyone and everyone and start to talk about the intricacies and Radha's name means this and this and with an unwilling audience. No. The idea is, why is it okay and why should they at least hear the chanting? Why? Yes, they get benefit. What's the benefit? What's the benefit? What else? What other benefits do they get? What's the first benefit they get? Not liberated, but you're close. Before you can get liberated, what has to happen? Before you become a devotee, you become free from sinful reactions. All these people are carrying around a big, big sack of sinful reactions. So big they have no idea. But when they hear the holy name, even if they don't want it, that holy name starts to break away all those sinful reactions. So we're doing the people the biggest favor when we go out and chant. We're delivering them. Nothing wrong with that. Now, I'm not going to go up to somebody who is like this and start, you know, quoting from the Bhagavad Gita and the Chaitanya Charitamrita or the Govinda Lilamrita. I'm not saying you did. So, but you get the idea. There's one thing is to hear the holy name, because the holy name acts whether you know it or not. Just like if Madhav put a drop of poison in this lemon juice. I didn't know that he put a drop of poison. My drinking the lemon, does it matter if I know it or not? What happens? I'll die anyway. So in the same way, the holy name acts whether someone knows it or not. So after somebody has heard the holy name and they become a little purified, and if they begin to ask a question, thank you, you opened the door. Now I tell them, but I tell them as much as they're able to understand. That's the art of preaching. Just like your parents behave with you and act with you according to your level of ability to understand. I'm sure already your father is dealing with you differently than he is with Govind. Correct? Because Govind's capacity is this much. No offense, Govind, but you're the baby of the family. All right, where you are the eldest, more is expected of you. So same way with preaching. When you preach to someone, you have to become a spiritual psychologist. And you got to ask yourself, who am I talking to? Am I talking to a two-legged animal? Am I talking to a yogi, a gyani? I got to surmise. That's why when I preach, you know, one-on-one, I let the other person yap, 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 talk, talk, talk. So then I know, okay, now I know who I'm talking to. This is a mudha. Okay. So then I preach accordingly. You follow? Let us continue. And number 10. Not to awaken in transcendental attachment for chanting of the holy name, even after hearing all these scriptural injunctions. Now, along with this, to not awaken in transcendental attachment, even after hearing, what prevents someone from developing attachment for chanting? Besides offenses. Because if you commit offenses, you're not going to become attached. But there's something else which prevents you from becoming more and more attached to chanting? What is it?
Maya.
Yes, what does that mean, Maya? What else? In this context, what does it mean? Yes, exactly. It means, yeah, I know about chanting. I'll do a little chanting. But I also want to do this. I got lots of things I want to do. Yeah, I'll do a little chanting. Chanting's cool. But I still want to do... No. So, if you want to increase your chanting, then your Maya has to go just like... Say you're not doing good in school. So, sometimes the parents or teacher will recommend... No TV, no computer. You need to spend more time studying. So in the same way, we have to decrease our Maya and increase our chanting. Everybody chant? There is no way to atone for any of these offenses. It is therefore recommended that an offender at the feet of the Holy Name continue to chant the Holy Name 24 hours a day. I'm big on this point. That's why you have heard me say, although you may not remember, you have heard me say, offensive chanting is better than no chanting. It's based on this line. That even if you are an offender, you just gotta keep chanting as much as you can. Constant chanting of the Holy Name will make one free of offenses. But here's the problem. When you're offensive, it's hard to chant. So it's like, you really... It's a double-edged sword. But you have to, the only way is to keep chanting. Then he or she will gradually be elevated to the transcendental platform on which one can chant the pure holy name and thus become a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because... the goal of chanting is not that I get a new house. The goal of chanting is not that, oh, see, I got so much equipment. That's not the goal of chanting. The goal of chanting, pure love of Krishna. Here's the line. Prema pumarto mahan. Say that. Prema means love of God. Pum means human being, artha, goal, mahan, the great goal. The great goal of a human being, prema, love of God. What's the opposite of prema? No. Good guess. The opposite of love is detachment. If you don't love Krishna, what do you love? Maya. What's the Sanskrit word for love of Maya? Kama. You never heard that word? Oh, really? I think it's in the Bhagavad Gita. Kama. Lust. The opposite of love of God is lust. All right. We're almost done. You getting tired? It is recommended that even if one commits offenses, one should continue chanting the holy name. In other words, the chanting of the holy name makes one offenseless. In the book Nama Kaumudi, it is recommended that if one is an offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, he or she should submit to that Vaishnava and be excused. Similarly, if one is an offender in chanting the holy name, he or she should submit to the holy name and thus be freed from one's offenses. And that ends the purport. Haribol! Alright, now, can I sing a song? Well, I want permission. I just want to sing one song. One of my rock and roll songs. Because I got to start practicing for Ratha Yatra. Because this year Ratha Yatra, it's going to be me and my iPod.
That's it, Nobody else?
Nobody else. So,
where's everybody else?
I don't need them. I got Bhakta iPod. So, send me an email. Send me an email. And I got lots. How much do you want?
All of it.
Is that Disney music? No, it's not Disney. It's send me an email. Email, not Facebook.
Can I send you my email to Facebook and then you can send
me? Yeah, okay, that's one way to do it. All right, send me through Facebook if that's okay. Since we're talking about chanting, then this is the best song. No drums. Oh, you want to record it? Okay, that's fine. No. Okay, here we go. Since we've talked about chanting, this is a song I wrote about chanting. Women don't want wealth, don't want fortune or fame. All that I want, life after life, is just to chant your name. Harinama, 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 Eva Kivalam, Kalo Naskiva. Eva Nasiva Gatiranyata. And if you give me 1,000 years, it's insufficient, so insufficient to nicely hear. Trinada P, Suni Chena, Tara Iva, Sahishnuna, Amanina, Mana Jaina, Kirtaniya Sada. Air guitar. How does it sound?
And if you give me 1,000 years, it's insufficient, still insufficient, to properly hear.
Now sing with me, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, clap your hands. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's all I want.
So that's what I'm going to do for Rod.